This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Your third one for the evening. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of it as a whole. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, make the call. Love to hear what you have to say about, you know, the coronavirus. And I don't want to say it's a hoax, because it's not. I get it. I'm just not believing. I'm having a hard time believing that it's as out of control and as big as they say it is. There are others who don't believe. So think of me, prominent others who don't believe. And as I said earlier, when it came to the models, boy, they were. You talk about something that really was whacked. Sure, one of the things I was thinking of, yeah, I think of a lot of crazy stuff driving down the road during the day. But one of the things I was thinking of today, too, is, you know, you talk about globalism, right? The globalists were screaming about the nationalists all across the globe. They're all yelling, you know, nationalism is it's bad. It's, you know, look at the Nazis, you know, National Socialists, right? But look at the Nazis, look what it causes. It's a very bad thing. We're all part of one big global community. Kumbaya, we love each other. We should do for each other. Well, not so much anymore. Right? China, Germany. Germany is holding back drugs. It's holding back equipment that could be helping us and others because they want to save it for their own. Is that kind of selfish? They don't need it right now. Send it to us. Send it to others. No. We have to take care of our own. Right, China? Well, they're doing it to show how much power they have. Right, these people are holding back their medical supplies. Right, so you globalists here in America, how's that working out for you? How's that making you feel? What are you thinking? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can't play the whole thing, but in a little while, I'm going to play, you know, Trump's greatest rants. And the thing I loved about it was, my God, he is hot, he is right on, and he has been taken down... The media before he even got elected. And it's about time somebody got in their face and made them feel stupid. Like, made them start to defend themselves. I actually don't have a problem with that. I think that's wonderful. How many people remember, you know, all these guys screaming about what Trump hasn't done for some of these leaders like Bill de Blasio, right? I don't know, can you call him a leader? Remember when he was asking New Yorkers to ignore the coronavirus, get on with your life. There's nothing there. It's a non-issue. Boy, is he singing a different tune now, huh? And many people don't remember. I mean, he's on the subway doing it. Right? He was dismissing all the experts. Dismissing the scientists. Trump does that, man. They go out of their minds, right? And he was blasting President Trump just the other day for not mobilizing the military to confront the outbreak. The one that he said didn't exist. Right, and feeding another nutball that known as Chuck Todd. That he asked Trump to mobilize them off the military to take the virus on head on. He suggested if the president doesn't act immediately, that people will die and the blood will be on the president's hands. This guy's just, he's lost. Was this the guy that was like negative 0.17% in the polls? Nobody wants you. Stay home. Although you guys in New York must want him to keep voting for him. I mean, really? And he made similar comments a week prior, telling MSNBC's Joy Reid on March 14th that the virus is a warlike situation, after telling everybody to ignore the virus, it wasn't a big deal. Remember that? If you don't, you're in a coma. You know, that we should use Mar-a-Lago, you know, take it over, and use it as a central location. I love this guy. He is just so full of himself. Him and Bernie must have great parties together. Can you imagine? He said, since I'm encouraging New Yorkers to go on with your lives, this was, you know, back in the first week of March, you know, get out of the town despite the coronavirus. I mean, this is all over his Twitter feed. Right? And this 2 weeks late, 2 weeks. So all it took was 2 weeks to get him to change his mind. And he turned around, and now he's like, he goes from, it's no big deal, it's nothing, get out there, do your thing, to, oh my God, this is like a world war, we have to treat it as such. He wants to nationalize industries, remember that? Take them over, force the government, or have the government force them to do things their way. Now remember, he offered some suggestions for what New Yorkers should do instead of social distancing. He said, I thought I would offer some suggestions. Here's the first. Right? Go see The Traitor, he said, referring to a 2019 crime drama about the life and times of a mafia boss. Really? Go to the theater? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Life. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time when you're with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged and you're under, and you want to be involved and you want to be engaged and you want, you know, information. And I hope you meet it. I mean, I thank you for the emails that some of you send me during the breaks or even after the show. I really do appreciate it. And again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Talking about how, I was talking about, I don't know about the rest of you, about how Bill de Blasio, he was asking New Yorkers to ignore the coronavirus, get on with their lives, and then 2 weeks later, he was calling the president names. This is what I keep telling you. The leaders, especially the leaders in the Democrat Party, they need to rename it to the Party of Non-Responsibility. Really, think about it. They take responsibility for nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, he offered the people of New York some suggestions. This is on March 3rd. I want you to think about this. Put some of these times together. Right? On March 3rd, he's telling people of New York, go out. Do things. Go to the movies. Go see Traitor. Right? The mafia movie. State officials were preparing for the virus long before de Blasio's comments. Was he not paying attention? Well, that's right, too. He's the guy that we hear that he only goes to the office like, you know, 7 hours a week or something. State officials were preparing for the virus long before de Blasio's comments. Now, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, for instance, declared a state of emergency on February 29th. He's directed the state agencies to use all resources necessary to address the fallout. New York has become the epicenter. Yes, I know it's epicenter, but I like epicenter. For the virus. I mean, they have a bunch of cases there. And now all of a sudden, see, this is a perfect example of I screwed up and it's your fault. Right, you know the old saying, lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part? And you people, I don't want you to die, but you people in New York, you keep voting that person in. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said at a press conference on March 15th that New York City has now more than 6,200 cases of coronavirus, while the state has 15,000 cases. Meanwhile, media pundits lambasted Trump for supposedly not acting fast enough to address the virus. You know, it's really easy to throw that out there, especially when you want to lie about stuff. They also got on his case for putting a travel ban on China where the virus originated. So this is a hate thing. This is nothing but hate for these people. Right? He says his administration they laughed out of President Trump for suggesting on January 22nd that his administration had it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China and we have it under control, it's going to be just fine. See, when he said he had it under control, they tried to read all kinds of stuff in him. You know, that's why I want to play the clip in a little bit about them getting on his case for every little thing. You know, he originally said he was going to build. Remember when he was running for office and he said he was going to build a big concrete wall? And he was going to have Mexico pay for it. And then he started talking about the middle wall. Right? After he got elected, they started talking about using steel. And a reporter with a snide, said, Mr. President, you know, during your campaign, or Mr. President-elect, during your campaign, you said you were going to build a concrete wall. And now you're talking about a steel wall. I mean, did you not tell the truth? I mean, just stupid stuff. I mean, he looked at several of them at one point and said, you know, just they're stupid questions. I'm not answering stupid questions. No other president would have done that. No other elected official would have done that. It's time you start putting these media people in their places. When they're obviously being, like in this situation, he starts doing some of the things that now other leaders across the globe are doing. Are they wrong too? When is the media going to start making fun of the Italian president, the Greek president? How about we're not hearing much about Andrea, Merkel, right? She's got the border locked down. The mayor was in no way downplaying the seriousness of the coronavirus at that time. You know, New York City had a very few cases, and guidance coming from both the federal government and the state was different. No one is taking this more serious than our mayor and the people of the city. It's inaccurate to suggest otherwise. That's the spokesman for de Blasio, which is not true. I mean, look, you can't take him out of context because it came out of his mouth specifically for this. when he's telling people that it's no big deal and you need to go out, walk the streets and go to the movies, what's the misinterpret there? Really, what's the misinformation? I'm just trying to understand. I don't know how they keep doing this, and we keep buying it. And I do mean we. We keep buying it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. No, I don't want to get into big time. I don't want to get into some of the stuff that's been going on. I already did that one. Some of these stories that I get on a regular basis, I love them. I want to keep doing them over and over and over again. You know, you've got, like, Dianne Feinstein. Have you guys been following the story about her ties to China go a lot deeper than the alleged spy that she had as a chauffeur? But you won't hear much about that. Can you imagine if this was a Trump thing? Can you imagine if they found out that you know, somebody in Trump's organization was truly a Russian or a Chinese or whatever spy? They would let this go. This would be going on 24/7 now, wouldn't it? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week on Capitol Hill. The House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill or federal rescue plan Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
You are some messed up white people.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
Come on, baby. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. I mean, there's not what else here. What other ways to do it? I really do want you part of the solution. You know, with everything going on, with everything, and I do mean it, with everything going on, you really have to pay attention. These stories are coming at you at a million miles an hour, and there really truly is no need for it, except that they're trying to get you so confused, so bogged down in non-reality. So as I told you before, though, I love this stuff. And you know, the president over the years, over the time that, from the day he announced, I don't want to say he's been brutal with the press, because frankly, they've done him no favors. They've been brutal with him. So I think he's one of the first guys. The thing I love about him, he is now fighting back and pushing back like never before. Like no other president has, no other elected official, if you would. So I love to see the fact that he is fighting back. I love to see the fact that he's handing, I mean, really, he's handing it back to the press, just like he should. So let's take a few minutes. You know, I usually like to play clips this long, but I think this is worth it. Many of you have not heard this one, and I think you need to hear it. This is great.
She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
What did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked
you,
sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you. Which
did you hear
what
me?
What did you want?
Did you hear me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media. The corrupt media. Because you're corrupt.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect,
go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news organization.
Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect.
can you give us a question?
Don't be
you're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay catastrophic?
You are fake news.
Promising supporters that Mexico is going to pay for the wall and that the wall was going to be made of concrete. You just said earlier that the wall could be made of steel.
A very nice question, so beautifully asked, even though I just answered it. If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete, okay? In case you could check it out. Why didn't you read my quote the way I said it?
Sir, I tried to pull it up and I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Well, then you got to get Wi-Fi, okay? Well, don't ask me questions like that. You're not a very good reporter doing that. It's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment to our nation.
Do you believe your tweets and your words can be intimidated?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Sir, do you believe your tweets and words can be intimidated?
Quiet.
Sir, do you believe your tweets and words can be intimidating?
I don't think so at all. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be, Donald Trump rants and raves.
Because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you... Real news, Mr. President. Real news. Aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining?
And by the way, you know, they say, oh, is it true that somebody's, you know, a congressman, he broke away? Okay. Yeah, every once in a while you're going to have that. But you know who else has that? The Democrats have that, too. Because they have their people breaking away, too. You know why? Because they know you need border security. But you don't report that.
So why not sign the other bills, though, so some of these workers can get paid, the government can get
money? Do you think I should do that?
I love this. No, I love when he does this. He's throwing it on them because this reporter is trying to throw a moral dilemma on the president and what he believes should be right or wrong. And here you have, I love this, here you have him now putting it out there. The president said, well, wait a minute. What do you think? You know, you're an American citizen, right? You're one of my constituents, whether you like it or not. What do you think I should do?
That, John?
I mean, it's not for me to say.
I watch your one-sided reporting. Yeah, do you think I should do that? Hey, John. No, seriously, John, do you think I should just sign?
Well, the argument
no,
is...
Tell me.
John,
do you think I should just sign?
I'm saying that if you sign that, these workers can start getting paid. The government can
so
start...
So you would do that if you were in my position. You'd do that.
I'm not in your position. I'm asking you if you've got something...
I'm asking you, would you do that if you were in my position? If you would do that, you should never be in this position. Because you'd never get anything done. Goodbye, everybody.
Last number of years. So we'll see how that, let that work its way through the courts.
Right? No, if you read it, you'll see it's beyond an opinion. That's not an opinion.
You said Obama was a quote-unquote stubborn joke, not for doing it. You said, just stop the flights, dummies. You also said it was a quote-unquote total joke.
Do you really believe that?
What do you
well, take a look at our federal prison.
I believe in facts and statistics.
Okay, anymore, quick, let's go. Your question is... a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news. You have an agenda. The numbers that you gave are wrong. Take a look at our federal prison population. See how many of them, percentage-wise, are illegal aliens. Just see. Go ahead and see. It's a fake question. Yes, go ahead.
There is not violence on the border. And that
there's
most
not violence on the
there's
border?
Not as much violence
oh, really?
As...
Let me, you
wait
26
minute, wait
people
Let me finish the
killed.
Question, please. Let me finish the question,
2 weeks
please.
Ago, 26 people were killed in a gunfight on the border.
I understand what you're
a
saying.
A mile away from where I went.
I was there. I understand. That's not the question. The question is...
Do we forget about that?
No, I'm not forgetting that. So what do you base okay. your facts
let me,
on?
Come on, let's go.
Sort and of, secondly...
Sort of, no. You get one. You get
well,
one.
Well, the second
just
question
sit down.
Is...
Wait. Sit down. Sit down.
Could you please
sit
answer?
Sit down. You get one question.
But it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
You're the president.
The
USFCA...
That's not what occurred to be involved in the Russia probe. You want him...
That's up to him.
You want him to rein in Robert Mueller?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling
and
me that.
Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
they weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Right.
These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
there are hundreds of miles.
Again, trying to nail him. From day one, he's been fighting this. Do you know of anybody else? Anybody else that could put up with this? They had a thick skin to make this happen. I don't know of any. I'm not talking about presidents, but people. Look at Romney. The first time he was pushed back on, he folded. He called out Russia as being a problem. He called out China as being. And what happened when Obama pushed back on him? He folded. Not the guy you want in the seat. I'm glad. I am so glad. I was not a big Romney fan at the time. And I definitely wasn't a Ryan fan. I never have. I'll say it now. I said it back then. Ryan was the first pass of a progressive Republican Party. If he had taken power, if we let them have power, you'll have a progressive Republican Party like the Democrat progressive.
Miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President,
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation.
You heard the man. That's enough. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being involved, conversing, being involved, being part of, and I do very much appreciate it. You know, if you want to be involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I don't know, there's just so much going on. I'm going to play the rest of this, but it's going to eat up too much time. I mean, think about that. He has pounded on. So often he has pounded on the press, and he gets it right every time. These guys are not interested in the truth. They're not interested in the president looking good in any way. Shape, man, there's nothing he's going to do that's going to warrant them actually wanting to make him look good in any way, shape, manner, or form. I don't care what it is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when you start looking at what's going on now, look, we heard the other day that Mississippi Governor, he has turned around and said, look, not Mississippi, I'm sorry, yeah, Mississippi governor said, we're going to allow churches to stay open. We're going to allow churches to have their services. You know, and if you don't allow these people to come together, if you don't allow these people, church people, religious people, whatever, to come together, I mean, there's plenty of people in the Christian community, especially, to believe, you can't be stupid about it, don't get me wrong, but God will protect them from this. You're not going to go to church to get the illness. I mean, it's much deeper than that, but I'm not going to get into it right now. However, because, again, the great state of Virginia, their governor knows what's better for us. Right? He's outlawing, he's outlawing church gatherings of 10 or more. In California, well, in L.A. County, I don't know if it's statewide, but I do know it's in L.A. County. We can't have gatherings of any number. Only the people who actually live in the house. So I have an idea. So we're going to come up with a rental agreement, an hour-by-hour rental agreement, turning it into your legal residence. So if you want to have a worship service at your house or Bible study or something like that, you need to get more than 10 people together. Well, actually, you need to get people who don't normally live in your home. Just have them sign a rental agreement. Charge them a dollar. Then they legally live there for that period of time, don't they? Just saying. I don't know how legal it is. We'd have to check that out. But Virginia's governor, Democrat, by the way, he outlaws a church gathering of more than 10 or more worshipers. That wasn't like 3 weeks ago. That was like yesterday. This is the same guy that, isn't this the same guy that said the babies outside the womb could be killed? I mean, bad enough inside. Now he's saying outside. He did an executive order that bans places of worship from gathering of more than 10 or more people. Now, I want you to think, again, think about how Virginia has become so anti-American. This is where it kind of started, right? In our history books, it's all about Virginia. And now they have become anti-free speech, anti-guns, anti-God, pro-killing babies. That's because they've become so evolved, right? I'm just asking. Now, who gave Northern the right to declare unilaterally? Right? No, there's no legislative approval. Constituents are... See, this is why I don't feel bad for you people. I'm just going to say it. New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, California. Right? I mean, I don't feel bad for you. You vote these lunatics in. De Blasio. You vote these lunatics in. And so he decided that, hey, church people, nah, I don't want that many of you together. It could be dangerous. Think about it. The Cheryl Chumley, a columnist for the Washington Times, wrote that who gave him the right to order church worshipers to stay home? Her column pointed out that Northam's executive order does not explicitly name churches, nor does it call for their closures. But she mentioned the frequently asked questions. In a document that was posted on her website, Virginians are strongly encouraged to seek alternative means of attending religious services. Well, she's right. It's not a church. Right? I mean, seriously. She goes on to say, such as, virtually or via drive-thru worship. Drive-thru worship? Anybody been to a drive-thru? What is it, like a drive-in theater? Go to places of worship that don't conduct in-person services? Really? How do you do that? So let me see. If the church service, I guess that's 10 people per room. What if you got one of those places, a bunch of rooms? Just keep putting 10 people in every room, don't you think? I don't even know what to do with this one. I really don't. Virginians are strongly encouraged to seek alternative means of attending religious services. But it's not aimed at churches. It'd be a class one misdemeanor, which means you could be written up and fined for it. Chumley took to a special grievance with the order since it came from the same governor who in 2019 said a doctor and a mother could decide if just a born baby had a right to continue living. Northam, a pediatric neurosurgeon, was roundly criticized that year after an interview with a local radio station where he discussed late-term abortions. Pediatric neurosurgeon. He knows. He knows what that baby looks like. He said the infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and family desired. Now, I want you to think about something. What does he mean by resuscitated? Because remember, these babies are born live. They have survived an abortion attempt. Right? So what's resuscitated mean? They're leaving them on the table without food, without help, without anything. And they decide after it's really having a problem, well, it's suffering to breathe, that maybe we should bring it back. And only by conversation between the doctor and the mother, the one who wanted it gone to begin with. Just saying, this doesn't make sense. Shelby wrote that the fact that the executive order comes from the same guy who said that it makes the whole thing more... She's right. Where are the Christians in all this? Where are you in that state? Are you like in a coma? No, really, seriously, I'm curious. Northam's Executive Order 53 laid out the guidelines for state business. Local radio station reported that restaurants are allowed to deliver food and hair salons that cannot practice social distancing must close. I'd like to see somebody cut hair from 6 feet away. That'd be cool. Like many other states, grocery stores, pharmacies, and liquor stores. I've got to have the liquor store open. States across the U.S. have taken what some say are draconian steps in the fight to stop the spread of COVID-19. The virus was it's infected over 510,000 people worldwide now. Pastors across the country have taken to live streaming services to get their message out. Some pastors remain defiant, have held services, and they risk arrest. They say it's unfair that many state governments call supermarkets or liquor stores essential business, but not churches. I think he's right. I really do. I mean, most of the churches, look, why would you have every family sit 6 feet apart? They don't sit 6 feet apart at home. So if you get a family of five, right, they can take up a pew of five. You want to give them 6 feet, give other people 6 feet, that's fine. None of this makes sense. Anyway, it requires unprecedented actions to protect public health and save lives, Northam said. Really? How many people have died in his state? Right, how many people have contracted this disease and died from it? Right? And again, you look across the country, look across the globe. Who's taking what risks? Who's taking what chances, if you would, or precautions for this? And earlier we had a caller talking about India, it being a lot worse than we're being told. I'd love somebody to find the numbers, because I've got a couple of people sent me emails and said, nothing, it's not true. But they're getting the same reports I'm getting. There is not an overall outbreak in craziness in India like there is here. Maybe it's in their food. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you tomorrow.